Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is August 10, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Canadian weatherman Frankie McDonald is bullish on Bitcoin. First mover, Bitcoin hits $12,000 as Trump orders checks for unemployed voters. Cosmos founding team broke up early this year. The project didn't. Bitcoin price seals best weekly close in 2.5 years. Five things to know. Now let's get started. Canadian weatherman Frankie McDonald is bullish on Bitcoin. Frankie McDonald is the latest internet personality to use his platform to push adoption of Bitcoin to a seemingly new audience. Frankie McDonald, an amateur meteorologist based in Nova Scotia, has recently been using his platform to talk up Bitcoin in his charismatic voice. In a series of tweets beginning August 8, McDonald posted videos stating his views on the cryptocurrency to his 118,500 followers. The Canadian weatherman said that Bitcoin BTC is worth more than American dollars, taking viewers through the numbers if they owned anywhere from 1 BTC $12,007 as of press time to 10 million BTC, or over $160 billion at the time. New Bitcoin meme is born. The 36-year-old YouTuber began making videos on the platform in 2009, which focused on meteorology in Canada and the United States. McDonald gained momentum online, standing out with his unique style of forecasts. After seeing a video of McDonald shouting Bitcoin on August 7, the crypto community has quickly picked up on the Canadian's charisma and turned him into a new meme as the token surged past $12,000 on August 10. One of McDonald's mantras, featured in the title of his book and one of his songs, is Be Prepared. He has yet to associate the phrase with the volatility of cryptocurrency. Influencers adopting Bitcoin? A number of high-profile individuals not normally associated with cryptocurrency have been bullish on Bitcoin lately. After speaking with Anthony Pompliano on his July 1 podcast, comedian Bill Burr said he would be investing in Bitcoin for the first time. Podcaster and celebrity Joe Rogan has been using his platform to talk up the cryptocurrency to his more than 200 million listeners as part of his sponsorship with Cash App. Even online personalities with more of a connection to the financial sector are speaking out. Cointelegraph reported on August 4 that Dave Portnoy enlisted the help of Gemini co-founders Tyler and Cameron Winklevoss regarding Bitcoin. Portnoy told the twins he wanted them to explain Bitcoin in a way that I would understand. First mover, Bitcoin hits $12,000 as Trump orders checks for unemployed voters. Bitcoin climbed above $12,000 early Monday before dipping once more as traders weighed U.S. President Donald Trump's move to provide emergency aid amid new signs the labor market recovery is stalling. The oldest and largest cryptocurrency is up 63% on the year. Trump announced a series of executive orders over the weekend, including authorizing unemployment payments of about $400 a week, less than the $600 benefit that expired at the end of July. Lawmakers with the opposition Democratic Party quickly panned the move as unconstitutional, but economists with Goldman Sachs said the president's runaround might pressure Congress to quickly approve a stimulus package worth at least $1.5 trillion, according to Yahoo Finance. The determination to provide additional stimulus at a time when trillions of dollars have already been pumped into the global financial system by governments and central banks could feed into Bitcoin bulls' bet that the cryptocurrency will benefit as a hedge against inflation, similar to gold. Bitcoin's digital gold narrative is stronger than ever, the data firm Messari wrote last week. Even so, economists warned of emerging trends that could upend those bets, a lagging jobs market recovery that could put downward pressure on wages, reducing any inflationary impulse from fresh stimulus. A report Friday from the U.S. Labor Department showed the U.S. unemployment rate improved to 10.2% in July from 11.1% in June and 14.7% in April. But that rate, still roughly triple where it was at the start of the year, might be as good as it gets, at least in the near term, wrote Scott Anderson, chief economist for Bank of the West, a unit of the French bank BNP Paribas. We remain firmly of the view that the surge in unemployment is a wage-crushing event, which will play itself out in the data once the recent huge distortions fade, helping to hold down core inflation, the economics forecasting firm Pantheon wrote Friday in a report. Indeed, the economics power couple Carmen and Vincent Reinhardt wrote for the September to October issue of Foreign Affairs that the worst of the coronavirus-induced financial crisis may be yet to come. The pandemic has created a massive economic contraction that will be followed by a financial crisis in many parts of the globe, as non-performing corporate loans accumulate alongside bankruptcies, they wrote. Sovereign defaults in the developing world are also poised to spike. This crisis will follow a path similar to the one the last crisis took, except worse, commensurate with the scale and scope of the collapse in global economic activity. According to Deutsche Bank, there's now 15 million more unemployed people than job openings in the U.S., and recent surveys have shown a big drop in the number of small business executives planning to raise worker compensation over the next 3 to 6 months. Win Thin, global head of currency strategy for the brokerage firm Brown Brothers Harriman, told CNBC last week he thinks the dollar will continue its recent slide because the Federal Reserve is being much more aggressive than other central banks, and the U.S. economy is likely to underperform in the coming months due to the pandemic. That might ordinarily lead to higher U.S. inflation, since importers would try to pass on their higher costs for foreign goods. But the labor market is so weak, according to Thin, that it would be very difficult to pass on these higher costs to consumers. Among cryptocurrency analysts, the weakness just reinforces the likelihood of further stimulus. As previously reported in First Mover, Deutsche Bank strategists have projected that the Fed could expand total assets by another $5 trillion to $12 trillion, from about $7 trillion now. At the start of the year, the U.S. central bank's balance sheet stood at about $4 trillion. The jobs data only seems to be relevant to the markets these days in that it may have an impact on the amount of stimulus provided, Mati Greenspan, founder of the foreign exchange and cryptocurrency analysis firm Quantum Economics, wrote on Friday. Trend: Bitcoin is struggling to establish a foothold above $12,000 despite a key technical indicator reporting the strongest bullish bias in 13 months. The cryptocurrency is currently trading around $11,700, having printed an 8-day high of $12,068 during the Asian trading hours. The move had nearly reversed the entire pullback from $12,118 to $10,659 observed on August 2. The weekly chart Moving Average Convergence Divergence (MACD) histogram, an indicator used to identify trend changes and trend strength, is printing higher bars above the zero line, a sign of the strengthening of the upward momentum. More importantly, the indicator is now reporting a value of 319, the highest since July 2019. Further, the weekly chart is reporting a falling channel breakout. As such, there is a strong reason to expect a quick bounce back to $12,000 and further rally toward resistance at $12,325, August 2019 high, in the near term. A violation there would expose the next major hurdle at $13,880, June 2019 high. On the downside, the Asian session low of $11,684 is a crucial support. Acceptance below that level would validate the buyer exhaustion signaled by lower highs on the daily chart MACD and open the doors for a retest of $11,000. Cosmos founding team broke up early this year. The project didn't. The Rags to Riches Legend of Cosmos from 2017, turning a $17 million token sale into roughly $104 million by 2019, almost came to an end in February 2020 when the Interoperability Project's co-founders engaged in a scathing feud. Jay Kwan accused Zaki Manian of blasphemy, arguing over whether this software was godly and demanding that Manian renounce his self-professed godliness. This is a quasi-religious industry, after all. Kwan did not respond to requests for comment by press time. Many tokens are blatantly tethered to their celebrity creators. Would Cosmos fade into the already expansive graveyard of once hyped token projects? Don't put dirt on that grave just yet. Manian said it was pointless to continue with the current corporate structure at Tendermint, adding the dramatic yet amicable breakup split the founding team into three companies, which may benefit Cosmos. According to the Interchain Foundation, ICF, the Swiss foundation that shepherds the project's ICO earnings, Cosmos blockchain technologies were used to secure $6 billion worth of assets by July 2020. The foundation committed nearly $15 million so far in 2020, on 36 grants to software developers like the team at Tendermint. ICF plans to continue ongoing grant evaluations throughout the year. There's no denying this initial coin offering, ICO, project from 2017 is still impacting real people and their assets. Multiple teams. Kwan continues to spearhead Tendermint's work on software development, as does Manian's startup, IQllusion, and a few other companies like Althea and Chainsafe. Plus, the nonprofit created a startup in Berlin, Interchain GmbH, now staffed by former Tendermint technologists working on the same goals as 2019. The whole engineering team working on the consensus algorithm moved over to Interchain GmbH when it started, said Tess Rinnerson, VP of Engineering at Interchain GmbH. The transition was very smooth. Interchain Berlin is perhaps the most focused team on the core infrastructure of Cosmos. At the moment, they don't have any other business interests, Manian added. Other teams are working on Cosmos technology but for specific customers who either have launched Cosmos chains or are planning to. For example, IQllusion generates revenue by running Cosmos validators and also offering software development services unrelated to the blockchain industry. Kwan is still president of the foundation and CTO at Tendermint, while Cosmos veteran Peng Zhang has taken the reins as Tendermint's new CEO. There's always going to be politics at play when it comes to who gets funding. This is why ICF grant manager Billy Rennekamp said the foundation is actually working with Swiss authorities to structure an external oversight working board. That's going to bring more eyes, hopefully, to who is getting money and why, Rennekamp said. More governance. Stepping back, the whole reason Cosmos exists is fans believe there will someday be many robust blockchain ecosystems and people will want tools that can work seamlessly across them. For example, you might have a product or service that, on the back end, uses several smart contracts and crypto assets, like many ingredients in a single gourmet dish. The whole idea of blockchains is there should be many paths to access each other, Rennekamp said. It may seem counterintuitive for cypherpunks to seek out even more bureaucracy, but Cosmos fans believe formal governance will keep the project going, regardless of whether any of these particular startups fail. Because the mission of the Cosmos ecosystem itself is disparate entities being able to engage and collaborate with each other, it's a good innovation to spend for us, Rinnerson said, referring to the hassle of coordinating five companies and dozens of stakeholders. Much like the MakerDAO project, people who own the Cosmos Network's Atom tokens can vote on how the platform is being built. Each project has different needs. Voting participation among roughly 120 active token-owning validators appears unusually high, with a 55% turnout in the most recent proposal. Manian said this required a significant outreach and coordination effort, which his startup handled so Interchain Berlin could focus on software development. It is the first step in the long road towards Atom's building comparative advantage, Manian said. Meanwhile, Polkadot, another interoperability project often uttered in the same breath as Cosmos, is still fundraising with an ongoing token sale and also gearing up for a competing launch in 2020. collaborative building. The Cosmos community managed to mature beyond a cult of personality without turning founders into martyrs, working together to reduce individual influence over the shared resources. It remains to be seen whether the project will evolve, despite conflicting interests, into something that attracts user demand beyond niche crypto circles. This is a business-to-business model, not a crusade to promote atoms as a dominant currency. Other types of companies need to want blockchain-related software services in order for any of this to matter. The token project could still fail to find product-market fit, even if the software works and the builders cooperate. For now, Rinnerson said her team is focused on inter-blockchain communication, which should be live and usable on the mainnet by the end of the year. Meanwhile, Manian is rallying the troops to tackle a controversial software update called Stargate. The cost is that, unfortunately, it will be a disruptive upgrade for many ecosystem participants, like wallets and exchanges, Manian said of Stargate, which will make the Cosmos ecosystem more compatible with external tools used across the mainstream tech industry. The purpose of the Stargate participatory governance process is going to ensure a high degree of ecosystem coordination in the upgrade, he said. It may have started in the trendy rush of 2017, but this token project story is far from over. Bitcoin price seals best weekly close in 2.5 years. Five things to know. Bitcoin has put in a crucial bull market sign for long-term investors as $12,000 returns to the market. Can it hold? Bitcoin BTC greets another week with a push to $12,000 and its highest weekly close since after it hit $20,000. Will it return? Cointelegraph takes a look at five things that stand to impact BTC price performance in the coming 5 days. BTC, a 2.5-year record weekly close. Bitcoin hitting $12,000 again early Monday was more than just a boon for traders in doing so. BTC, USD sealed its highest close on weekly time frames since January 2018. This means that no single week of price action ended at such high levels since, including during the height of last year's bull market. Having pleased analysts for several months in the short term, Bitcoin thus followed through on longer timeframes, a crucial move to cement the upward trajectory. Now, investors seeking confirmation that the bull market will continue may well have received it versus daily and hourly developments. A multi-year high weekly close is significant. BTC USD was thus up 2.4% on the day, with weekly gains sitting at 7% and monthly returns at over 30%. Price-wise, $12,000 represents the highest that Bitcoin has reached since June 2019, 3 months after a Q2 bull market took the cryptocurrency from $4,000 to $13,800, a level which this cycle has yet to reach. Trump pushes fiat instability. Bitcoin's price surge comes the week after United States President Donald Trump added to existing geopolitical tensions by banning Chinese social media platform TikTok. The resulting escalation of ties with Beijing adds to existing weakness in the US dollar and ongoing concerns over coronavirus, a perfect storm for a flight to safe haven assets. At the same time, Trump signed a series of executive orders on coronavirus stimulus, something which now has a curious impact on markets which are already subject to heavy intervention from the Federal Reserve. This time around, however, the measures will have a smaller direct effect on the average American. A payroll tax delay, for example, does not go far enough in the eyes of critics. This fake tax cut would also be a big shock to workers who thought they were getting a tax cut when it was only a delay, Bloomberg quoted Democratic Senator Ron Wyden as saying in a statement. These workers would be hit with much bigger payments down the road. It is this delaying the inevitable financial cost to personal wealth, which lies at the heart of the pro-Bitcoin argument. High time preference economic behavior ultimately costs much more in the long term than the immediate benefit to the target audience. Bitcoin correlation, stocks or gold? Where Bitcoin might head in the short term is now less clear-cut when considering its historical performance versus other macro assets. The period since March, which saw a cross-asset crash, was marked first by a correlation to stock markets, and then to safe havens and specifically gold. Gold hit its all-time highs in U.S. dollar terms weeks before Bitcoin began significantly gaining, and its run has continued until now. A slight correction took XAU USD to $2,030 from highs of near $2,075. Should the trend continue, Bitcoin may likewise cool off from its upward momentum. Nonetheless, as Cointelegraph reported, incoming action from the Fed looks set to buoy the precious metal further in a wildly bullish policy shift to expanding inflation way beyond its current rate of 0.6%. Stocks were likewise looking less stable. Analysts were warning over fallout for developing markets thanks to Turkey's currency crisis, and China sanctioning U.S. officials over Hong Kong added to pressure. Bitcoin up as tensions rise in Asia. Capital flight out of Asia taking the Bitcoin Express, RT host Max Keiser summarized, adding, "You can't take it with you, unless it's Bitcoin, then you can take it all with you, something near impossible with gold." Futures gaps open below for BTC USD. Another volatile weekend has opened up a classic feature for short-term Bitcoin price forecasting, a gap in CME Bitcoin futures markets. The weekend's volatility means that futures finished Friday at $11,680 and began again at $11,750. The resulting void provides a key price target, with Bitcoin historically filling such gaps within days or even hours. Last week saw just such a setup emerge, with volatility aiding the trend after weeks of flat price action removed gaps from the market altogether. Another gap lower down at $9,700 still remains from July. For Quant analyst Plan B, creator of Bitcoin stock to flow price forecasting model, the bullish action of the past weeks is exactly to be expected. Earlier in August, Plan B noted that BTC USD was filling out the stock to flow chart according to historical precedent since May's block subsidy halving. Dots have confirmed that current behavior falls within the rules. On the topic of major players flipping bullish, meanwhile, he added last week that when Bitcoin was $4,000 in 2019, a lot of big accounts were bearish, predicting $1,000. Behind the scenes, however, signs were that if $6,000 appeared, the mood would change to favor the bulls. That actually happened. We shot through $6,000. Now many were bearish at $9,000. $13,500 will be interesting, Plan B wrote. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.